Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Caveat emptor. Do you know what that means? You're going to learn about it today. Good morning, it's Dominic Cortese, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio, a very special show for you today as we learn about a story of a doctor who hired a contractor and did not receive the services he provided. And his story is that he read a post on Nextdoor. And he responded to the post because he needed some work done. And he wants to share his stories because he wants to make sure that you don't have happen to you what happened to him. He checked the Better Business Bureau. He got a letter that was somewhat helpful in court, but he ended up getting a judgment. He paid for the court appearance. He has the judgment, and he can't collect on it, and he didn't get the work done. Dr. Mahmood joins me in our studios. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Sarik, for having me here.
Yeah. Now, we want to tell everybody that we're not going to identify the contractor unless he calls in. We did invite him, and he did not respond. Dr. Mahmood is from Syria, and he doesn't quite know the differences, or there are differences, I should say, in the court systems between how things happen here as opposed to how a similar situation would be handled in Syria. And you tell me that in Syria, if you have a judgment against someone, they risk prison if they don't pay that judgment.
Yes, so especially when you have the judgment court against somebody. So in this situation, the court send a threatening for the man or the one who is the perpetrator about the money. If he doesn't pay the money, they will put him in jail for at least 1 month. After 1 month, probably they will release him. But most of the people get scared because nobody wants to stay in jail.
Of course. There's a dichotomy here because in the United States, a civil matter is never a criminal matter. And this is really kind of the separation between the two.
Exactly. You know, and also, I will say again something here about the system, court system. It's very long process if I want to go to collect my money. Now, if I get, now I have judgment against him, but what's next? What's the next step?
Well, that's the whole point of our discussion. Here we have a judgment and we can't collect. What's the point of having a court system that doesn't help us? We're going to be speaking with Ryan Gelman. He's an attorney at law, and he's actually, full disclosure, our attorney. He agreed to come on as well to talk about this. But before we get into the legal side of the discussion, let's tell the story of exactly what happened to you. You contacted this contractor. He advertised via Nextdoor. You thought that he looked legitimate and that he had good references.
Correct. You know, actually, I didn't do my work regarding investigation about him because I was thinking this is a small job and I want anybody to come and finish the job for me. I think there is something from me, mistake, that I didn't do good investigation about this company.
Yeah, maybe checking references and seeing what kind of record he had. Possibly you would have uncovered that he had judgments against him.
Exactly. And number two, I paid money upfront for him. This is another mistake I did. I should not pay any money for anybody who comes to work anything in my house. So if you come to my house, finish my job and take your money. Never paid any money upfront for anyone. No.
Well, in most cases, a legitimate contractor, like we charge, we do collect a deposit, but we use it to buy all the materials for the job.
You know what happened? Next time I call another company, they told me, we want to make money from you to buy the material.
Yeah.
I told him, okay, if you want to do the job from A to Z, I will pay you at the end. If you don't have money to pay the material, I'm not going to pay you any dollar.
So continue with what happened. You hired him through Nextdoor. You gave him money up front. And then what happened?
And then he disappeared. I tried to call him. After several calls, he told me, oh, okay, I'm coming on Monday to do the job. You know, he came and he started the work for 2 hours only. So, and then he disappeared. After that, he blocked his phone and he didn't answer me at all. So I know the reason why he came and started the job. He wants to show the court intention he is going to finish the job.
Uh-huh.
Because if he didn't start that work, this different, something different story. But as long as he started the job and he disappeared, this means that he showed the intention that, oh, I want to finish the job, but I have issues, medical issues, or blah, blah,
yes.
blah. He wants excuse
yes.
to escape from...
So some time went by, he showed no intention to complete the work, then you did complain to the Better Business Bureau.
Exactly. I contacted them. They told, okay, we'll contact him and see what's going on. So after 6 weeks, they sent letters for me that he did not respond for them.
Mm-hmm. He has a C-minus rating in the Better Business Bureau, which, you know, it's obviously something that you would judge him by because of that being a poor rating compared to, for example, ours is an A-plus rating. But again, you may not have known that.
Exactly. You know, again, I said that I didn't check very well about his
his
profile.
So then you proceeded to try to collect through the courts.
Okay. After that, actually, I went to police station.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to police station and I talked to the officer there. I told him, this is a story. He told me, okay, I will try to help you as possible as I can. So he called him, he said, and he started for him, what are you doing? He said, okay, I'm coming next week. And again, he started to give him some excuse. And after 1 week, the police officer called me. He told me, I'm sorry, we cannot help you. You need to go to the court.
Sure, sure. Because it is a civil matter, not a criminal matter.
Exactly.
So then you did sue him.
Then I went to the court and I filed a complaint against him in the court. And after a few months, 2 or 3 months, I get a letter from the court that your appointment for the court
right.
on this date, but we are unable to serve him. So this is my job to serve this this man. So I called the court. I told the lady there, I don't know how I will serve this. She said, this is your job. We are unable to serve him. So
let me understand this. The court wasn't able to properly serve him. I understood they could probably do that by mail, certified
yes,
mail.
Yes, correct.
But he didn't receive the certified letter?
Correct. So she told me that you have to go and find somebody who is 18 years old and above and who is not involved in this case to serve him. So I told her, where I can find this
yeah.
this person? She said, I don't know. So I went back to the police station. So I told him, the same officer, I'm lucky I found the same officer. I told him, I want to serve this person regarding my case. What should I do? So he told me, we don't do this. I told him, can you help me? Because I want
yeah.
more information.
Yeah.
So he said, oh, you have to go to the website and find... There is agencies, they do this. This called...
Service agencies.
Service yeah. agency or a process
mm-hmm.
service.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a website and I found company. I called them. I told them, this is the situation. I want to serve this man. They said, okay, send us a letter from the court and we will take care of that. So I...
You had to pay for that service.
Exactly,
too.
Exactly. Because those people, they are doing this business for a living. I didn't know that those people are doing. So I said, oh, this is a good idea. So I sent them the letter, and in 2 days, I get the letter that they served him. So I sent the letter to the court. I went to the court, and the same day, he didn't show up in the court.
So then you had a default judgment, or did they reschedule the case?
No, they have default judgment.
Default judgment. Okay, so you have that document, and yet now you have no way of collecting on your judgment.
Now I have that collect. I think I need to wait 30 days. Before I start collecting, because he has some time to appeal for the judgment.
Sure, okay. So when we come back, we'll introduce you to Ryan Gelman. Again, full disclosure, he's our attorney for Cortez Construction, and he's going to take the story, hopefully, to a positive end for Dr. Mahmood as to how he can possibly collect. If you have a similar situation and you'd like to share, 803-0930, if you have a judgment that you haven't been able to collect on, 803-0930. If you have a contractor nightmare story, we'd like to hear that too. Again, an opportunity today to speak to Ryan Gelman and not get a bill for it. How's that? 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board Court is open, 803-0930, same number as our call-in number. I want to thank everybody who came out to our grand opening last Saturday. We had a great day, great weather. It was a wonderful experience, and we're glad you were able to come by. Thank you for that. We look forward to being able to do that again in the near future. By chance, too, we'll be announcing soon our chef series will be starting, too. We'll be having a featured chef in from time to time, so we're excited about that. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to travel to the village of Hamburg and say good morning to Chris. He's the manager. Chris Horbaz, the manager of the Lakeshore Savings Bank branch there on the main street in the village of Hamburg. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Dominic. How are you?
Good. How's everything in Hamburg?
Oh, very good on this rainy morning.
Exactly. I know that the 2.5 home equity line of credit continues with no cost whatsoever from Lakeshore Savings Bank. Also, unbelievable rates on mortgages, too. Unprecedented as far as I can tell.
So our mortgage rates are still as low as 2.25.
They
are slowly rising. So if you're looking to refinance or get those projects done, we definitely recommend acting soon.
Okay. And the home equity line of credit, 2.5, that continues. Actually, no cost at all associated with that. So you can apply for your tapping your equity in your home and use that for your home renovation and just simply pay that monthly interest payment.
Our home equity is amazing. We can close in just a few weeks, and we can help you fund any projects you have around the house.
Okay. Chris, the phone number there at Hamburg.
You can reach me at 716-646-9480.
And one other thing we want to mention, that coming up at the end of the month for Halloween, you've got some special event for the kids.
Oh, yes. If you have the little kiddos, bring them out to the Village of Hamburg, all down Main Street, all the local businesses will be participating in the Village Trick-or-Treat. That is October 30th.
Okay.
And that's from 12 to 2 p.m., and then there is a Halloween parade at 2 p.m.
Awesome. That's on Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
To tree removal and pruning, how hard can it be? Turns out it's very hard, and believe it or not, it can be dangerous too. That's why you should always call in the trained professionals at AJ's Tree Service. AJ's employees are certified arborists, trained, licensed to work around things like power lines, and they're OSHA certified and CPR trained. If you've got a big old tree that's not looking very healthy, call AJ's Tree Service and get it taken care of safely. AJ's Tree Service handles trees all the way from the top down to the stump. Call AJ's for a free tree evaluation. Get all the information you need to make the right decision about your trees. From tree removal, plant health care, and tree pruning, call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, they're the best. They've worked for me. They're awesome. 908-1282.
AJ's Tree Services, from tree to shining tree.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything. Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community, and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, David Bellavia here. Close your eyes and make a wish. Nah, you're probably not going to get that one. But unless, of course, you wish for a bathtub and walk-in shower, did you do that? Now that's a wish Bathfitter can make come true in just one day. And they do it with no mess and a custom product that will look great for years to come. Wish granted. Call Bathfitter to book your free in-home consultation today and up to $900 in savings or no interest financing until 2026. Call Bathfitter 242-8999. Tell them Bellavia sent you.
Well, if you were able to come to our open house last Saturday, you were able to see the essential windows from Marvin through Big L Windows. We're so happy with our windows, and we're happy with our relationship with Big L Windows and Doors, with my friend Bill Horbert Sr. and his son Bill Horbert Jr. They provide excellent service and their total trust guarantee. The total trust means if you ever have a problem, they'll take care of it. And if you run into Bill Horbert Sr., ask him about his philosophy in business. He'll shrug his shoulders and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what the total trust guarantee is all about. Big L Windows and Doors, 2727 William Street in Chickawaga. They're not far from the thruway. 895-8484 is their phone. BigLWindows.com is the website. They just went through a renovation too, and their showroom is bigger and better. So stop in, tell them Dominic sent you, and always remember to buy right the first time. And buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:24 is the time on WBEN. This is Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio. My guest in studio is Dr. Mahmoud. He's from Syria, and he's a doctor here in Buffalo. And he's recently, through Nextdoor, revealing his story about being ripped off by a home improvement contractor who he gave money to. He started the job and never finished it. The doctor went on to complain to the Better Business Bureau to no avail, to actually secure a judgment and has not been able to collect on that judgment, which makes the whole process very frustrating in that he has a judgment that he can't collect on. Let me introduce to the airwaves our attorney, Ryan Gelman from Colucci & Gallagher. Good morning, Rye.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. So doctor has a judgment, Ryan. He can't collect on it. Let me ask you this, though, doctor. What have you tried to do, if anything, yet to collect on the judgment?
Actually, I didn't try to. I'm trying to collect this money. I asked people about what should I do to collect the money. And most of the people whom I asked, they said, oh, it's difficult to process. And if I tell you more than 10 people, they said, oh, we have the judgment a few years ago and we are unable to collect even $1.
Sure, sure. So this is a kind of a common problem, Ryan, that people make themselves, air quotes, judgment-proof.
Yes, it is. Dr. Mahmoud, a few quick questions. First, is the judgment against a person or a business entity or a corporation?
It's both. It's against a person and against a company.
Okay. And, well, in all likelihood, it's more easily collectible against the person than the company. Judgments like those last for 20 years? So you've got a lot of time on this, and they automatically, if they're filed properly, attach to the debtor's real property for 10 years, after which time you can renew it for another 10 years. So in other words, I think the court probably gave you some instructions along with the judgment about how to proceed and how to collect?
Yes.
Or a sheet?
Yes.
So I would follow those instructions. Most courts are pretty good about doing that, most small claims courts. You indicated that there's a 30-day waiting period, but after that, you're going to want to file the judgment, assuming it's in Erie County, at the Erie County Clerk's Office. And once you file the judgment there, the judgment will automatically attach to the contractor's assets. So let's say he has a house. It'll be like a mortgage or a lien against the house. Pardon me. So,
Ryan, though, what if, as I mentioned already, that there's nothing in his name making him judgment-proof?
Well, he might not have any real property, but most people have, for example, bank accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the next steps you can take, I would begin by finding out as much as you can about this guy. You can search the county website or use data collection websites such as Westlaw or Lexis, and there are lots of other ones to help find out. Maybe he has a house somewhere else. You can find out what vehicles he owns, if he owns any.
Ryan, do you think that there's a flaw in the system, that it's this difficult for a victim to get justice in a matter like this?
Well, in America, a long time ago, we outlawed debtor's prison. We did have it for a long time. I think in most instances, imprisoning the debtor doesn't really help the creditor collect the money.
True.
I think the purpose is to try and get the money to you more than anything else.
But I don't know if you heard the doctor mention that in Syria, a prison sentence is something they want to avoid, even if it's a short-term one, and therefore it does prompt them to want to pay the judgment.
Right. Now, I'm a little surprised that the police weren't more helpful. I think if there were more complaints against this guy, I'm certainly aware of other circumstances where if a contractor continues to take money from customers and not do the work, sometimes they get prosecuted for fraud
mm-hmm.
or theft.
So that's criminal then, right?
And that's criminal, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the penalty in a criminal case is restitution, meaning that the criminal court requires the contractor to pay back the money as part of his sentence. And that's a bit like having a judgment against him. It's a way to have the courts help you get
sure.
money back.
Well, the doctor mentioned that there are several judgments against this person. So could there be some kind of class action then to try and prompt push this into a criminal matter?
You can certainly go to the police and let him know. The various judgments against him may or may not be for similar circumstances. He just might owe some people money.
Mm-hmm.
The judgments would have to be for a similar type of fraud for the police to go after him. Now, if you can find another person that he owes money to, and it's worth the effort to you, you can force him into bankruptcy.
He does have a friend who has a judgment against the same person.
So one person would be enough, or we need more than one person?
I'm not sure if it's two or three, but it's a relatively small number of people.
Okay. Hold that thought, because it is the bottom of the hour. And hey, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco and Flerco, shower doors of elegance and beauty in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. By the way, stop into our Cortese showroom as well to see Twin Cities displays. They are featured in our showroom as well. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit the showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Everybody has a favorite and a least favorite day, like Sunday and Monday. But the very best, every day?
That's Hyundai.
West Her Hyundai.
Of course.
And with new Hyundais coming in every day, your next vehicle is waiting for you at West Her. So come in and hear about great lease and buy payments across the board. Whether it's a new 2022 Hyundai Tucson, a new 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe, or a new 2022 Hyundai Kona, the right payment is here at West Her Hyundai.
Deals so good, you don't have to say, well, someday.
Nope, go to West Her Hyundai. Hyundai. Plus, you can see the all-new 2022 Hyundai Santa Cruz Sport Adventure Vehicle, the comfort of an SUV with the open bed of a pickup.
Well, that'll make for a fun day.
Yep, and with every new Hyundai, you also get America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, plus Hyundai's owner assurance. That's West Her Hyundai on Transit Road in Williamsville, north of Maple, or at westherhyundai.com.
Well, this was a pretty good pun day.
Wow, nice.
Welcome to West Her, New York.
We all have goals, big and small, with new ones taking shape every day. Spending more time on the lake thanks to banking on the go. Adding that wraparound porch you've always wanted. Saving enough to someday help your daughter fulfill her dreams. No matter where you are, Northwest fits right in. With the perfect combination of easy-to-use tech and down-to-earth conversation, we'll help you get there one piece at a time. Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you experienced the incredible architecture of our region? Now is your chance to bid on exclusive experiences with architectural masterpieces, both nearby and beyond, by bidding in a silent auction that supports Western New York's very own Frank Lloyd Wright-designed Greycliff. Visit experiencegreycliff.org to preview and bid in the Celebrate Greycliff silent auction now through October 21st. The auction is complemented by an in-person program at the Roycroft Inn on October 21st, but you do not have to participate to bid in the auction. Happy bidding, and be sure to get out to Grey Cliff soon. Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
Sal Capaccio here. When you want the best decision for your vision, experience matters. ACVA's team of ophthalmologists have many decades of experience and have performed thousands of cataract surgery procedures. But what I love most is the relationship you build with your doctor. At ACVA, the doctor who performs your cataract surgery is the same doctor you see before and after the procedure. The doctor-patient connection is continuous. That's the ACVA difference, with four offices and optical shops in Williamsville, Orchard Park, Elmwood Village, and Niagara Falls. Visit ECVA online.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. That's right, you can get a new garage door, you can have your garage door serviced, you can get an epoxy coated garage floor like I have. Wonderful, easy to care for, so easy to clean, looks like a new car showroom. And then of course you can organize your garage with storage equipment. This is all available through Gorilla Garage Gear. Check it out online, gorillagaragegear.com, or give them a call at 715-6927, 715-6927. And when you call them today, they'll give you a discount of $200 off your floor and bigger discounts if you combine it with some of their other services. That's right, you can really save some big money by calling Gorilla Garage Gear today. 715-6927. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. Mm-hmm. 1037 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortez. We're having a lively discussion with Dr. Mahmoud. He is a doctor here in Buffalo. He is from Syria. And he recently had a situation where he was ripped off by a contractor who took his money, never performed the work. The doctor has a judgment against him. And we're just learning now from Ryan Gelman, our attorney online from Colucci & Gallagher, that if he has multiple people with similar judgments, that there may be some class action criminal proceedings that could be followed. Continue with that explanation, Ryan.
Sure. Doctor, one option, if you can find more people with judgments, is you can sue him in bankruptcy court, which would result in the contractor having to come up with a bankruptcy liquidation plan. Of course, the problem here is if he doesn't have sufficient assets, that's not going to be covered. So the key at this point is trying to figure out what assets he has. And one tool available to you that you might find very helpful is an information subpoena. And that's a subpoena that you can serve on him. Usually the forms are available through the courts. And basically an information subpoena requires him to tell you what assets he has. He has to list where his bank accounts are. He has to list whether he has a boat or a car or a house. You also might want to use some other creative means to find out where he does his banking, because it's a lot easier to collect the debt if you know where the assets are.
So, example, question, Ryan, related to all you're explaining right now, the costs associated with this, and is this throwing good money after bad?
Well, the cost of commencing a bankruptcy proceeding is significant, and that's why I recommend finding out what assets you can find of his before you invest too much money. Now, something like an information subpoena is a very low-cost, simple form. The whatever web searches you can do to find out what assets he has, also presumably free if you do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. So assuming we find assets and he has other people with judgments, what's the next step?
Well, you want to be the other your judgment against him is new. The other people's judgment probably is in front of you because it probably happened earlier. But you want to maximize your chance of collecting on the money. So if you can find a bank account or if you can find a job that he has, you can go the route of having a sheriff help you execute the judgment. They usually do collect a significant fee and a percentage, but if he has, let's say, a job with another company, they can help you garnish his wages, in which case you would get a small amount of that judgment out of every paycheck of his over a period of time.
So the average listener, Ryan, listening to this discussion right now is going to say, I don't have the time to put towards all of this, and I'm just going to walk away from this and chalk it off to a bad experience.
Well, I hope not. The judgment, as I said, lasts for 20 years, so it's enforceable for that period of time. And if you file it at the clerk's office, it'll attach to his real property for 10 years. And I'm trying to give suggestions that don't involve hiring a lawyer.
Sure.
Yes, these things might take a bit of time and effort, but they're lower cost ways of going about it than having a...
So the message is persistence, the persistence and staying focused on the goal may pay off.
Yes.
All right.
It happens often that you may end up getting paid 7 or 8 years later.
Yeah.
And unexpectedly when he decides to sell his house.
Okay. 803-0930, if you have a similar story you'd like to talk with Ryan Gelman with today, free legal advice today here on Hammer Time Radio. As we go to Kenmore and say good morning to Mary Ann. Mary Ann, you're on WBEN.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell your story.
Yeah, I've had some longstanding water getting into the basement block wall.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, but it's just always there, and I'm thinking over the years, you know, I'd like to take care of it. So I've tried different things. The gutters are good. The grading is good. so I had one more person over, a waterproofing expert, longstanding, well thought of in the community. I know where we're all going to go here. Can I just say it's not Frank's?
Oh, don't mention any names. Yeah.
Everybody's going to think that.
Yeah.
And it's not. Someone else. Okay, so they said, oh, you just need probably 3 drains outside. And I thought, okay, no one ever mentioned that before. So they came and they were digging, and they see, oh, there's water down here. There shouldn't be water. And look, the pipe is not pitched correctly. So, okay, they went away and then they came back with a pipe, PVC pipe, and... presumably,
can you shorten this up if you can, just because we've got a lot of people who want to get on the air.
Oh, sorry. Pitched it right, and then they had forgot to put the drain in, and they came back, and I heard them say when they were looking for the drain, oh, there's water in there. Like they said, there wasn't supposed to be water. Anyway, so I called and I said, you know, this was $1,800, and it's no different at all. And that's just it. I got never had a call back.
So they didn't perform the job properly. You paid them in full, and they won't service it.
They won't even call back.
Yeah. So now you're in the situation that the doctor was in, somewhat similarly, in that, in his case, they didn't perform the work, but in your case, it was performed improperly, your route is going to be the same as his, and that is if you don't get satisfaction, you're going to have to sue him.
Right.
Yeah. Any other advice, Ryan, you'd add to that?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Marion, I'm assuming that the contractor you're working with is an ongoing business with employees, and a situation like that, assuming you got a judgment, it'd be far easier to collect because you can really make an ongoing business's life difficult until such time as they pay off the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have to go to small claims court and prove your case, but it sounds like you have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Wheatfield now and say hello to Debbie. Good morning, Debbie, you're next.
Hi, this summer I retired about 6 months ago. I had been living in an apartment for about 10 years. I sold my big house. I bought a little tiny retirement home, and I didn't have, so I hired a lawn service to cut my grass from July, the middle of July, till October 1st, and also to cut down the shrubs in the front of the house. I paid for it with my Visa card, and then for the shrubs, I paid with my MasterCard. Subsequently, my lawn was cut twice. The shrubs were cut down and left all over my lawn. A couple days later, the lawn service called and said I need a special chemical application because of problems in my lawn, and I agreed to it. And so the lawn service person, said, well, use your Visa card that we have here to put that through. I said, okay, that's fine. That was going to be $475. I said, for some reason, then he said, it's not going through. Subsequently, then I said, well, try my MasterCard. He tried it with that, and that didn't go through. Subsequently, I had to end the call and left it at that, not knowing what was going to happen the next day.
Okay.
A couple days later, I went to buy new appliances at Home Depot. They said, your credit cards are maxed out. I said, what?
Oh, so they got into your credit card account.
Yes, for both the Visa and MasterCard.
And this is a legitimate company as well?
Huh?
Was this a legitimate lawn service company, or was this just an individual?
But he does have the Better Business Bureau complaints on him. Yeah, no, it's a legitimate lawn service company. $4,000 almost on my Visa and $4,000.
Oh, my. That's terrible.
I mean, I'm on Medicare. I was, like, sick.
So, Ryan, in this case, could she not then work with the credit card companies to get that reversed?
Yes, Debbie, you bring up very good points here. First of all, you shouldn't be responsible for any charges on your credit card that you didn't make. Credit card companies are usually very good about reversing those charges and pursuing fraud claims against whoever did make those charges. Secondly, with regard to your problem with the lawn care service, one tool we haven't talked about is that if you made a payment and you don't believe that you received what you should have received, you can reverse the payments through your credit card company, and some of them are better than others, but sometimes they will reverse that payment, and that makes it so the other side has to find a way to collect against you. It reverses the incentives.
Okay.
In other words, you get your money back, and they have to find a way to come after you for it instead of you having to go after them to get your money back.
Brian, a texter writes, they're wondering if the doctor paid in cash or check. Would it make a difference?
Oh, it's a big difference. If you pay in check, cash, you don't have any evidence that mm-hmm. you paid money.
Did you write a check?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's why this is the evidence. The only evidence I have that I wrote a check for him.
Is that true, Ryan?
Doctor, that's a very good point. Well, if you write in a check, you have more evidence. But if you pay cash, just demand that you receive a receipt, in which case that would also be evidence that you made the payment.
There you go.
I have one question for you, Ryan, before we move to another point. So I have collection company. Do you recommend collection companies to go after? Because I called collection company. They told me we charge you 50% for us and 50% of you. Is it a good idea or no?
So use a collection agency to enforce the judgment.
Correct.
No. That's a very hard question. My gut answer is not to hire a collection agency. They take a very high percentage. They will call him over and over and do what they can. But many collection agencies over the years have gotten in trouble for threatening debtors with things they couldn't pursue. if you can, I think that I would at least spend a period of time trying to collect this debt on your own before I would turn it over to a collection agency.
Are you going to stay with it, doctor?
Because actually I don't have time to go through this long process because it's time effort consuming process.
Yeah, because you're a full-time doctor.
Exactly. So, and also it's a small amount of money. It's not a big amount of money.
How much are we talking about?
So we are talking about, you can say around 3,000, you know? It's really, it's time consuming and effort consuming.
I think people of this caliber know that, and therefore they run that line right below, you know, being legitimate and illegitimate because they know that people aren't going to pursue the collection.
Exactly. Most of the people, they said, okay, I will give up. I don't want to go this pathway.
Yeah. 803-0930, share your story. This is Dominic Cortez, and you're listening to Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic Cortez here. You can close your windows, you can shut your doors, but when cold weather starts creeping in from your roof, there is only one way to fix it. Call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, if you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's up to the task of holding up to hundreds of pounds of ice and snow, call Ava. When you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done properly. Call Ava Roofing today. Get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 343-ROOF, 343-7663. Go to avaroofing.com. Easily select a day, a time, and the type of quote you'd like. That's right, you can do it all online. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
If you've received inheritance items from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth, call TAG Jewelers first. For over 40 years, the experts at TAG have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. So you receive the best value for diamonds, gold, pocket and vintage watches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flat and tableware, coins and rare vintage or antiques in TAG's clean, comfortable setting. And TAG can offer you cash on the spot. TAG Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at TAG, you're it.
Make the switch to new country on the all-new 107.7 and 104.7 The Wolf.
If it's meant to be, it'll be.
Come on and howl with us. You know you want to.
Every little.
60 in a row, every hour. The most new country is here.
I'm going to need some whiskey glasses because I don't want to see the truth.
The switch to the all-new 107.7 and 104.7, The Wolf.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-241-5944. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-241-5944 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-241-5944 to see if you qualify. That's 800-241-5944.
Built to last. When it comes to outdoor tools, it's a requirement, not an option. At Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental, get snowblowers and outdoor power equipment tough enough to tackle your Buffalo winter. Featuring world-class brands like Ferris, Ahrens, Husqvarna, Toro, Gravely, and Echo. Ask about the current 0% financing options on the purchase of select new equipment. Or if you've got equipment that's giving you trouble, get it repaired by Lakeshore's seasoned professionals. Lakeshore Hardware and Tool Rental. Buy, rent, repair, almost everything.
I heard the COVID-19 vaccine has...
And the thing I heard about the vaccine...
Sure, but do we really know about the long-term effects?
Did you read that thing on the internet?
He heard from his cousin that they don't...
Okay, you're hearing a lot of talk about the COVID-19 vaccines these days. So how do you find out if getting vaccinated is right for you? By talking to someone you already trust. your doctor, or healthcare provider. They'll answer your questions so you can decide what's best for you and your family. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org to find out more. That's GetVaccineAnswers.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Well, the advent of the heating season is here, and that means our furnaces are going to kick on, and you're going to smell that kind of funky smell that we usually get once a year when your furnace turns on. And what that is dust and debris that's collected on your heat exchanger. That represents what could be in your ductwork as well, and that needs to be cleaned out so that you can breathe clean indoor air all winter long. The only way you can definitively and unequivocally do that is with indoor air professionals coming by with the patented column duct cleaning system. Blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and leave you with a fresh scent of Canberra gel. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, as your theme is today, duct cleaning category is probably one of the most scam-ridden for the same reason people neglect it. It's out of sight, out of mind. So here's how it sets up. The best equipment you can buy off the shelf for duct cleaning is like a roto brush for about $10,000, or a low-volume air tool. There's many of those for $20,000, or... And those get about 40 to 50% of the contamination out of the ductwork. And, of course, we get 95% out with an $80,000 column system. So it makes all the difference in the world. And that's why 28 former competitors, heating contractors that bought this failed equipment, are now our customers. You know, that takes care of the scam end of things. So if you had your ducts cleaned by somebody else, I invite you to call today.
683-3000 is the number you're going to call. Peter, what are the extra special discounts for our Hammer Time Radio audience?
Okay, once again, the IAP medical-grade air purifiers are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, and they're really the only things that work to defend against the coronavirus. And those, the portables, like you have at the Cortez homestead, are 300 off, and the whole house units... are 500 off. We have the high capacity dehumidifiers at 300 off. And then, of course, duct cleaning. We're a month out, so don't wait too much longer. And that would still be, depending on the size of your house, you could save anywhere from $75 to $120.
Great prices, great integrity, great service. That's what you get from indoor air professionals. Got IAP? Call them today. Well, time is going to run out on us on this very important discussion. I want to thank Dr. Mahmood for having spent the hour with us. And, of course, Ryan Gelman on the live line, our attorney at Cortez Construction. He's from Colucci and Gallagher. Doctor, what points would you like to add to the discussion?
Okay, so actually I'm here to send message for the people in our community. First of all, don't be shy if you get ripped off. You are not mistaken. You have to speak up and say, I get rid of. So in this way, we can protect our community. Number two, if you have issues or you get rid of, you have to go to the court and file. Don't say, it's okay, it's fine. It's not fine because other people probably, you are able to pay this money. Other people are not able to pay this money. So we need to help each other to by going to the court and complain.
You can go and find Dr. Mahmood, Mahmood Z, on the Nextdoor app. You can search him and you could write to him if you'd like to help join on the case against this contractor. Perhaps you can talk to him about that. And if there's another person that can come forth that'll band with you, perhaps we can see this get resolved.
Okay.
All right. And Ryan, any other advice you want to add?
I think... With a little bit of effort, you should be able to collect this judgment, or at least most people can collect most judgments.
And I do want to also add, you know, that as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, caveat emptor, buyer beware. You really need to do your due diligence on hiring a contractor before you hire him. We've created the Hammer Time Partnership for a reason, and so that you have the security and peace of mind that the vetting has been done and the integrity is there. But check references and check and call the references and maybe even visit with them because you want to avoid this kind of situation from occurring. As doctor said, in his case here, it was a small project, a small investment. He didn't really put the focus on the due diligence. And, of course, lesson learned, right, doctor, no matter what the money is.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yes, we have to do more investigation about the people who is coming to work for you at your house. It's very important, you know. And, again, I want to leave this point for you. Paying money up front. I know the law allows our companies to collect some deposit before starting their job.
It should be reasonable, though.
It should be reasonable. I don't know how much, 10% or 20%. Yeah. Is there anything about, is there any...
The law reads that the deposit must bear reasonable resemblance to the size of the job.
Yeah, but definitely not 50% of
the job. No.
Okay.
No. All right. So that's the end of our discussion. And I want to thank Doctor for spending the hour with us.
And of course,
I also want to thank Ryan Gelman and all of you for participating in the program. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
With the new year upon us, there's no better time to take control of your finances. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.